Friday calls, and it's, I call them Fun Fridays for a reason, as I love to have fun, and I try to bring a little bit of that to this call, and I hope that you guys are receiving that on your end, and that when you hang up the phone here in, you know, 45 minutes or so, that you're ready to rock and roll your day based on the fact that we've elevated the energy in your body. So, guys, exciting to be here, October 24th. Gosh, 1 week away from Halloween. Susan and them have been gone for a week now to Paris. I'm sure that they're going to, some of them will be heading back soon. I think, I know Susan will be back here Monday for all of those of you that are jonesing on hearing from Susan.
That's fine.
She'll be back Monday, so never fear. The boss is near. And you know what? We're just going to have some fun today. And we're going to talk a little bit about some goals, setting goals, and a little thing that I use to set some of my goals early on in our business, and hopefully they'll be able to translate into your business, and you can make them work as well. But before we get going into the call, as we do every day, and it's, I don't know, this week, guys, it's been kind of like pulling teeth. I felt like a dentist this week, trying to get people to step out and share their gratitudes and wins this morning, and or in the mornings, and I just want to go on record as saying this is one thing I know for sure. The universe works in amazing ways. And you can call your universe whatever it is. I call mine God. I believe God is all around me, always with me, constantly present. And I know that when I tell my universe, thank you for the little things, the blades of grass, the water, you know, the rain that we had, just for allowing me some space in traffic that I can pull out into traffic without being run over by somebody, you know, little things like that. I find that the more that I give thanks for little things, the more God rewards me with bigger things to give thanks for. So I know that to be a fact. And so when we ask for you guys to step out on these calls in the morning to share your gratitudes and your wins, it's not because we, you know, we're trying to just fill space. We want to do a couple things. We want to show people what's possible, because there's somebody on this call that needs to hear what happened for you. Because y'all heard the story about Roger Bannister and how back in 1954 he broke the 4-minute mile, right? Well, people needed to hear that, because up until that point, everybody thought it was impossible. But when Roger Bannister broke that 4-minute mile, it suddenly became possible. And within just a few weeks, others started to break that 4-minute mile. And so on these calls in the morning, when people hear what you're grateful for or what has happened in your business, suddenly you become their Roger Bannister, and they can believe that it is now possible too. So if you're holding back, guys, simply because you don't want to step out on this call, you're keeping something away from people on this call that need to hear that. That's just my 2 cents worth, and I hope that's landed on you in the way that I mean it to. I mean it with love. We need to hear you on this call. Come back. This is your moment to step out and give back to the call. So who's going to start us off this morning with some gratitude or something that's really, really happening in their business? Step on out now and be heard.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jen.
Hey, Jen, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm grateful for you and for the other trainers on these calls, because these calls, you know, the different podcasts that Isogenix puts out, it helps make us better people, better team leaders, and helps us to like I said, be team leaders and help us help our team members grow. So that's what I'm grateful for today.
Well, thank you very much. And I just might come right back at you and say, I'm grateful for the energy that you always bring to the calls. Every time you step out, it's always in energetic style. Hi, this is Jen. You know, it's not, hi, it's Jen here. You know, you always really pop out and you're heard and you're excited and you share something that's going on. And I love that about you, Jen. So thank you very, very much for your comments, and thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You betcha.
Hey, Kev, it's Linda.
Hey. Hi, Linda.
Hi. No. I'm grateful this morning for an intention that I set about a year ago. There was a young man that I met. He is a paramedic. Young, he's 20. He was 23 at the time. He's 24 now, and just a real go-getter. When I met him, I felt that there was a connection between us, and you know, I introduced Isogenix to him at that time, but He wasn't interested, wasn't ready, but I just continued to sort of talk to him over the year, and you know, whenever I had the opportunity, and I kind of showed him, I was using my products, I was kind of dripping on him the things that were happening with me, with using some of the new products, especially, you know, the e-shots and the snacks, like the weigh thins and whatnot. Anyway, I hadn't talked to him in quite a while, and earlier this week he actually called me up and said, I want to get going, and I've been on all those websites that you gave me, and I've looked at everything, and I know exactly what I want, and so he is now enrolled with a 30-day system, and he's open to sharing with other people when he starts seeing his results happening, and he's a guy that really is a go-getter. He wants to make a lot of money, so I'm putting the intention out there now that he's going to be another one of my business builders.
Yes, I love it. The power of intentions. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. So that's awesome. And you know what? You never know when the time is right, but if you drip, 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 sooner or later somebody's going to step up just like your guy has done and say, it's my time now. Tell me what to do. So congratulations, Linda. I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, Kevin,
Shelly,
Kevin, and Cindy.
Okay, I heard two ladies. I heard Cindy and somebody else.
Gino.
Shelly Dean from Nashville.
Oh, hi, Shelly. You know what? Let's go with Shelly. We hardly ever hear from Shelly. We'll go Shelly, then we'll go Gino, and then we'll close with you, Cindy.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yes,
I have
ma'am.
To say, for me, Isogenics has definitely changed my life. And this week I was completely reminded of that. I had two ladies who've been watching me on Facebook for a very long time and are having some very serious challenges of their own. And both are in a position where they're having major challenges with their finances and obviously their health. And the great encouraging thing about this, is that when I shared my story and they decided that they wanted to learn a little bit more, so I gave them the link to thismovie.com. It wasn't even about our company. It was that they love the support that is shown on my page when I post, and our team comments and likes what's going on, and they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And one of the girls has had thoughts of committing suicide, and she's very financially desolate. And I said, you know what, hon? I said, let's do this. How about, I said, it's not about our products, but I said, how about plugging you into a team that I said that I've had the opportunity to be able to plug into that has absolutely changed and has assisted me in transforming my life. I said, how did that sound? And she's very kind of hesitant, and I said, here's how this works. I said, for $29, I said, and if that's a challenge, I said, I can help you with that. I said, and let's just get you on one little product, you know, like maybe let's say some energy bars or something like that, or a meal replacement bars. I said, just get your foot in the door and let's plug you into our team. I said, that way you have free support. You have people that will absolutely surround you, love you, uplift you, and inspire you on a daily basis. How does that sound to you? And it was highly encouraging to her, and it just completely made my week. And so I have two ladies that are definitely will be joining with us just for our support on our team. So I am very, very grateful, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all for liking, commenting, coming to my post, coming to my page, and for encouraging these young ladies to step out and being transparent about where they're at in their lives. So this is definitely a very, very blessed call. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, Shelly, what a nice share this morning. And a couple of things are coming up for me. One is that these two ladies need some healing power. It's, you know, kind of like a wound. When you cut yourself, it doesn't heal overnight. It takes a little time, right? And
yes.
You have plugged these ladies in now to our community, and they're going to start to heal, and they're going to understand that when they get well, how much better they feel. And even just a little product here and there is going to help them with that. So love that. And then I want to add, if you don't mind, to your Facebook comment. Would you mind if I just kind of like exploited that just a minute?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, just a little over a week ago, I made a little Facebook post. I said, you know what, this isn't self-serving. I have a purpose here. Please leave one word comment as to when you hear my name, what do you think of, you know? And people came back with, like, energy and support and, I mean, all kinds of different words that were really kind of very, very nice. Made me, sure, it made me feel good to hear all these nice words about that. But There was a purpose behind having that comment or having that post, and that is I wanted to see what happened if I did something different. And by that I mean that if I just laid low and watched people comment, what would happen? And a couple comments came in here, a couple comments came in there. But when I started going back to the people's wall that commented and making comments on their walls, all of a sudden, Shelley, my comments exploded. So there's something about Facebook, and I don't understand the whole thing about algorithms, you know. I don't get all that. I'm not a techie kind of guy. But one thing I know for sure, that if you want more people to see your post, comment on the walls of the people that have already commented on your post, and it gets like exponential exposure. So that's just a little lesson I learned from that challenge that day, and it really was eye-opening to me that if you want more people to see what you're talking about, get involved with more people. It's all about the networking. It's not about just what you say. It's about appreciating the people that appreciate what you say. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. That's awesome. I definitely will do more about that today starting. Thanks, Kevin.
You are welcome. And Shelley, thank you so much for your share. Gino, let's go to Wisconsin.
Hi, good morning, Kevin, and everybody else on the call. Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to be on these calls every day to learn from the leaders and pass it on to others and duplicate that. And second of all, I've been, Kevin, you mentioned Facebook. Well, I've been talking with a gentleman on Facebook the last several weeks and that, and who is a gentleman out of Connecticut, and we've just been going back and forth, and he is a athlete. He's an amateur strongman. He's into the big contests and things of that nature, but to make a long story short, we set up a three-way call last night, and that went very well, and I want to thank you for one of my friends up in Canada who took his time out to do that three-way call with me. And, after the call, we talked more about the programs and things of that nature, and he's very excited to get started. But he has a few things to look at yet, and so he was concerned about this and that, and I says, well, what do you got to lose? What do you got to gain? So he took that in consideration, and he's got all these opportunities he wants to do and things of that nature. And I said, you know, it's sitting here right in the palm of your hand. So, and he's going to be getting on the program starting next week. So I'm very excited about that. And that is my first person who I've been working with a lot of fitness gyms and things of that nature. He's my first fitness person that is coming into my organization, and so I'm really excited about that, to get him going, you know, and get him on these calls, you know, so he learns from the leaders and things of that nature. And I guess, Kevin, I always say the stronger the relationship and connection between individuals, the more likely the follower will want to help the leader. So I highly believe that. So, yeah.
Awesome share, Gino. Awesome share. Thank you very much. And you know what? Your guy is now your new Roger Bannister. You've seen now that it's possible to go out and make relationships with these fitness people, and now you know that it's possible. So they will start coming in droves. I promise you that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gino. All right, Cindy, I know one of the things you're grateful for is KC tied up the series. What else you got going?
Well, yeah, I've got a litany, but I'm going to spare you this morning, and I'm going to focus in on sort of the theme already, which is what happens when you really build relationships with people, and a lot of things are happening that you're not aware of, and that's the magic of it. And you know, I met this lady actually on my driveway when I had a garage sale, probably in April or so. I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. It's been a while, and she and I developed a connection. She's attended several of our wellness dinners, and she's a very, very busy and overworked teacher, which many of our teachers are today. And this week was so busy with all things, but she had signed up and enrolled on Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember which one, and, you know, made the leap to do a transformation. And then we had a three-way call yesterday, a welcome call. We had an orientation to back office. We went over products because she very much wanted to start today. So,
hello.
Long story short, we just got to the point where we were watching the U plus two, then plus two, and I talked about a Facebook post strategy that we were going to talk about today. So I open up Facebook today, and I just want your permission to read her post because I'm blown away. Can I do that?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Day one, transforming in 30, in quotes, seeing the change that's going to happen. Ready to release weight, won't stay where I am, I do believe. Excited and hopeful, watch me change. Where will you be if you do the same old in the next 30 days? How impactful would it be to hit the holidays a few sizes smaller? What could you wear that you can't today? Do you really have to wait until January 1 to set goals to change? Now is a great time to start. Woo-hoo, let the change begin. And she posted a picture of her feet on a scale and a big picture of a Kansas City shirt that says Believe. Is that not a great post? That's without coaching.
That's awesome. You know what? Some people are just have this innate ability to let it hang out there and be inspiring. And that's what that person is one of those people, Cindy. So that's awesome.
I should say she's been inspired and she's been filled with a lot of things from a lot of great people. But to take it and move with that on the first day of her transformation, it just absolutely made my day. And then I just want to say one other thing. Kevin, I want to thank you. I want to echo what Maura said, but I want to just put it out there that, you know, I lived in the corporate world for a long time, and I really get what it takes for somebody to be at the helm every day like you are. And I just am amazed at your persistence and the joy and the energy that you bring to it. And I just want to thank you for that because I think I have a feel for the commitment and responsibility that it is. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I am receiving that, and I'm receiving more than that. I'm receiving your share this morning, and I love the fact that, you know what, like you said, almost every single share this morning, in fact, not almost, if you look at every single share, and I write them all down, I hope you guys know that, I can go back in notebooks and tell you exactly who shared what on what given day, but they're all about relationships today, and it's really, isn't it funny that that's really what this business is all about? We're not selling product, we're not selling shake, we're not selling cleanse. We're not even selling isogenics, really. We're selling ourselves. We're investing in relationships. And when people really understand that, their businesses explode. So thank you, Cindy. I appreciate your nice comments. I'm receiving everybody's nice comments today. And let's move on. Let's get going. What do you say?
Let's.
All right. Well, you know what? For those of you that are Friday followers, you know that our very first segment is always called What's New with ICU, What's Going On in Your Business. I always kind of take it on as a challenge to kind of keep you guys apprised of different things that are happening in Isogenics land that you might have overlooked or might have not been exposed to yet. And for those of you out there that are in the Isobody Challenge, which should be most of you, if you are in the challenge period that is that for New Year's kickoff, know that this coming November, let's see, what is the date? November 8th is the last day you can submit all of the information necessary to be judged on. And you can go to ICFYI to find out all the specifics. But I just want to bring to your attention that if that's you, if you want to be judged in your Isobody Challenge for New Year's kickoff, November 8th is your final date, and that's fast approaching, guys. You don't realize that, but it's only 2 weeks away. So that's pretty amazing in and of itself. Now, what's the second thing I want to highlight here is this. Come the 3rd of November, guys, Isogenics is offering extended customer care hours, and that's awesome because, you know what, when you think about it, we're worldwide. We got people investing in this business or opening up their accounts in this business and doing all their things worldwide now. And so Isogenics has responded to that. They're going to extend their hours Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. in the morning Mountain Time to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. So that basically becomes 9 a.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. And that's awesome. Then on Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's absolutely, I think that's phenomenal that they're extending their hours. And one thing I want to explain to people, too, that maybe you don't quite understand, is that Arizona never changes time. We don't do the daylight savings time thing. It's a whole thing about how hot it gets in the days and the extended hours. We don't need that. We want to actually have our day end earlier because it's cooler in the mornings. So come November 3rd, actually it's November 2nd is the end of daylight savings time, we will go from being Pacific daylight savings time to being in mountain standard time. We shift two times a year. And sometimes people don't quite understand that. But just know that November 3rd, Phoenix will be in Mountain Standard Time, and the times that I gave you, 6 a.m. in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, are Phoenix times or Mountain Standard Time, then 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Now, ISA Chat, of course, is always open a little bit later than that, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you know what? You can always count on people in the chat window to help you out, whatever you need. So that's important information, guys. I think that's awesome that the company is responding. They're giving us what we need. They know, they recognize the need for assistance out there, and they've actually responded. That's fantastic. I think it's absolutely awesome. So here we go. Let's get into today's call. And I teased you all a little bit on the Facebook wall this morning. I showed you a picture of what I call the Crystal Executive Roadmap. And I want to get into that here a little bit, but I want to start talking first off about a couple things. And one of my favorite guys out there, he talks about goals. His name is Brian Tracy. Perhaps you've heard of him, and especially you Canadians on the call, you'll know him because he's from Canada. And he probably one of the foremost authorities in the world on setting and achieving goals. And I just want to talk a little bit about that today because we're in our 90-day game plan, yet some people are still out there winging it. You know what? Yeah, they think they've got this 90-day game plan. They've got it written on the wall. But every day when it comes down to what they're really doing, they're just kind of winging it. They're not seeing the results they want to see. Well, I want you to know, in fact, I'm going to read right from Brian Tracy's blog. I'm going to read you a couple things. It says, and if your phone just rang, we can hear that. If you could star 6 your line, that'd be great. Thank you. If you seek opportunity in life, you'll end up with all of the security you need. This is right from Brian Tracy. However, if you seek only security, you'll end up with neither. You won't have opportunity or security. Now, here's what he says. The proof is that this is all around us. Look around you, guys. Look around. Who do you know that has lost their job? Who do you know that has been maybe gone from full-time to part-time? Who do you know that is completely eliminated from their workforce, that their position was eliminated after 20-some years? Diana's sister, her job after like 20-some-odd years with this company was just eliminated, gone. I mean, what is it? You don't think, though. Some things like that just don't happen, but they're happening now. So what he says now is a person makes his or her own luck by setting goals, following through, and then achieving them. And he's actually set some principles out there that we can follow. He's actually set 3 success principles out there that we can all follow to make sure and to, you know, help us succeed. Because really what he says is that these goals, the success principles behind goals are derived from 3 physical laws. And if you write these down, go ahead. It's the law of momentum, which, of course, Isagenics is in momentum right now, so we know exactly what that word's all about. The law of inertia and the law of probability. And the funny thing is you can apply all 3 of these laws to reasons for being successful and reasons for failure. That's if you think about that, it's kind of mind-blowing. So let's talk about the first law, the law of momentum. And the law of momentum basically says that a body in motion tends to remain in motion unless acted on by an outside force. Think about that. A car going down the road, it's going to stay going down the road until it runs into a pole or another car runs into it or something crazy happens, right? Car's going to stay moving. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. That's the law of momentum. So how do we translate that to our business? if we stay in motion, if we are constantly picking up the phone and calling people, if we are constantly out and about running into people, if we are constantly making posts on Facebook, and I don't mean constantly, but you know what I mean, if we are regularly making posts on Facebook about this, that, and the other thing, we are in momentum. We are in motion, and we are going to stay in motion, and that's a good thing. Because what happens is then you apply the second law, and that's the law of inertia, because this is what the law of inertia says, that a body at rest tends to stay at rest. If you look outside, that car that's parked across the street, it's going to stay parked until maybe some big giant truck comes and runs it over and moves it, right? That car is going to stay parked. That's the way it is. That's the law of inertia. So if you think about that, these two laws imply that it may be either hard to get started towards your goal because you have to fight the pull of the comfort zone, and the force of inertia. You want to stay at rest. So you got to fight all that. So somewhere along the line, if you've stopped, you've got to start again. Now I'm going to ask you all this. How many, and many of you are probably muted, how many of you have ever run out of gas in your car, like maybe in the middle of a, you know, in a very inopportune time, in the middle of a street or in the middle of an intersection? Have any of you ever run out of gas in the most inopportune time?
Yes.
And have you had to push your car out of the way?
Yes.
Now, one thing I would challenge you to answer with sincerity is this. When you start pushing that car, maybe you had a couple people help you push that car. You got it going, and you got it going, started rolling, and it was good, and everything was going really good. Then all of a sudden you had to stop, and you had to start pushing again. Was it hard to get it going again?
Yes.
But after you got it going, did you find it a little easier to keep that car, even though the motor wasn't running, even though you weren't in it driving it? Did you find it a little easier to keep it going, even though it didn't have any power of its own?
Yeah.
That's the law of momentum when you think about it. And when you think about that, I mean, think about the guy in the circus, right? The guy spinning the plates at the top of the sticks. How hard is it for him to keep those all going versus when one stops to get one going again? Right?
Yeah.
Think about that. Because that's really what our business is all about. And I know that it's hard to, the analogy about us keeping all these plates spinning in the air at the same time is kind of hard for us maybe to think that that's the level of our business. But that's really what we're doing, right? We're keeping this plate spinning over here because now we're making our calls. We're calling our warm market. We're calling cold market. We're calling leads, whatever it is. That's one plate we got spinning. Another plate we got spinning is Sally because she just started her 30-day program this week, so we're spinning that. We got another plate over here spinning because what's her name is going manager this week, so we're working with them. Then another plate spinning over here because what's his name is going director. You know, we've got all these plates, and then all of a sudden, oh gosh, the first plate's starting to fall. I got to spin that again. I got to make more calls. Then the third plate starts to fall. Oh, guys, you know, it's just crazy, right? That's what our business is about. So that's the law of inertia, is keeping all of this stuff in momentum at the same time. Now, the third law is the law of probability. And the third success principle, if you think about that, it's if you want to be more successful faster, what Brian Tracy says is that you do or try more things. Take more action. Get busier. Start a little earlier. Work a little harder. Stay a little later. Put the odds in your favor, because according to the law of probability, the more things you try, the more likely it is that you will try the one thing that will make all of the difference. Now, I'm going to say that over again so that it lands on everybody. According to the law of probability, the more things you try, the more likely it is that you will try the one thing that will make all of the difference. Now, here's the caveat on that. The one thing that makes the difference for Gino might not be the one thing that makes the difference for Cindy. And the one thing that makes the difference for Cindy might not be the one thing that makes the difference for Jen. So when people say, well, what is the one thing I've got to do to make my business successful? There is no one thing. You've got to do all of the things and find out what your niche is. So are you? Should you be calling cold call leads? Yeah, absolutely. Should you be calling your warm market? Yes, absolutely. Should you be going out and about and meeting people at the mall or at the grocery store or at the bookstore or at the gas station? Yes, absolutely. Should you be meeting new people on Facebook every day? Should you be extending yourself out there and meeting new people on Facebook every day? Yes, you should, absolutely. I don't know which one of those is going to be the one that trips your trigger, but one of them is going to sooner or later, because when you try, the more you try, you'll find that one thing that will make a difference. In other words, what Brian Tracy says is you make your own luck. And we all know that luck is what? When opportunity meets, or excuse me, when preparation meets opportunity, right? That's when we make our own luck. So when Brian Tracy says this, that once you've discovered how to do this, you're going to be unstoppable, really. But what he suggests is this, and this is where I get into my little map today. We'll talk about that here. During the planning process, you have to break down the goals into small tasks and activities that you can engage in every day. Remember what Wendy was talking about on Wednesday? She talked about the slide edge, doing a little bit more every day. Okay, create a checklist to follow. You don't have to do a lot, but do a little every day, every week, every month. For that night, you know, we're in this 90-day plan, right? Do a little every day, every week, every month. And then you're going to be making progress, and you want to define that club progress, right? By completing your goals. And what we talked about, if you think about what Gabe talked about a little bit yesterday, talked about setting intermediate goals. We've got this 90-day plan, but maybe the 90-day vision is huge for you, so maybe you need to break it down into 30-day visions. And even if that 30-day vision is too big for you, then break it down into 7-day visions so that you can break your month down into 4 weeks, right? Break it down into pieces that you can chew. And then, you know, it's funny how she mentioned that. That's another book from Brian Tracy is the whole frog thing that Wendy talked about on Wednesday as well. Eat the frog, right? So it's breaking it down into manageable goals. Now, guys, this is where my little picture comes in. If you visited our wall on Facebook today, you'll notice that I have my little Facebook map or my Crystal Executive map there. Now, all of you are on a mission on this call in this 90 days to accelerate your business, right? Many of you are on this mission to become managers. Many of you out there are on this mission to become Crystal directors by December 7th, right? Many of you on this call are actually out there to become executives. Well, I'm going to tell you that there are pretty little forms out there. You can go to the back office, and I'm not being condescending. There are nice little forms out there in the back office that you can print out and fill out. But I'm going to tell you this. One thing I've known by reading Brian Tracy's book called Goals, if you go to Amazon and type in Goals, G-O-A-L-S, you'll find Brian Tracy's book there. He says that you need to write them down. They need to be written down goals. It's, I don't know how to really extend this verbally without sounding that I'm being condescending, and I don't really mean to be, because you know me by now. I'm not like that. I appreciate everything the company does. But one thing I know for sure, that filling in the blanks isn't the same thing as writing down your goals. You know, if you had I want to be a, and all of a sudden you had a sheet of paper that said, I want to be a doctor, lawyer, astronaut, pharmacist, or whatever, and you just had to check off what you wanted, that's really not setting a goal when you were a young kid. If that was a form your parents gave you, here, son, set down your goals. What do you want to be? Check A, B, C, or D. You know, that wasn't how it works. You write down your goals. And there's a reason for that, because as you write your goals down, your eye is watching your hand work, and it's making connection with your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is making this all, it's making a note of it in the back of your head, and your subconscious mind never, ever, ever sleeps. Your subconscious mind is making decisions for you even while you sleep. Even while you drive down the road, your subconscious mind is working on other things. So one thing I know I just want to share with you is that this form worked for me and Diana, and it's worked for other people that I've had do this, and I believe strongly that this form can work for you. So if you're all open for this, if you're not on the Facebook wall, I'm going to describe it to you. And what it is I'm very color-driven. Orange is my favorite color. Those of you that know me, orange is my favorite color. It's like you know, Laverne and Shirley back in the old days, she always wore a shirt with L on it. You'll almost always find me in orange somewhere, whether it's a Bronco shirt or an Isogenic shirt that's made on an orange shirt or whatever, that's my favorite color. So it means something to me. It drives me. And what's really kind of funny is those of us that have had the personality trainings, we talk about being a red person, you know, being very driven, being a positive, a lion, or being yellow, being very fun-loving, you know, kind of a monkey kind of guy. I'm a perfect combination of red and yellow. And what is a combination of red and yellow in the art world, Maura, but orange, right? So that's me. That's just my perfect personality trait. And so I pull out every morning, what I would do is I'd pull out a plain piece of orange paper. And I would type mine or write Kevin Diana's name across the top. Kevin Diana, Crystal Executive by, and I think our date was February 24th of, I don't remember what year it is. Too many years ago now, 2008, I think it was. So every morning I would pull this out, and I would draw a line down the center of the page, and I would cross, and I would draw five parallel lines or perpendicular lines to that, down that line. Now, you can go to ISA Team Success – Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team and see the picture of what I'm talking about today, because doing is you're actually drawing out kind of like a tournament bracket, if you think about that. Off of each of the five lines, you're going to have a little spread and two lines coming off of that. And what you're doing is you're representing each of the five teams or the five consultants that you're building on your left team and your right team, and they're two people – on this line. Am I making sense to anybody out there?
Yes.
Yes,
you
are.
You got a line down the center. You got five lines crossing that, equal spaced around, and then off of those five lines, two lines for their people that would make each one of those people a consultant. And every day I would fill out this form. Every morning I would get up and I would write who I had, who my personal, or and I say I always mean me, Diana and me. We would write down our people that we had personally direct to us. This was our goal sheet, right? This is our writing down our goals. We're looking at this sheet every single morning, and I might have, out of the 30 spaces, I might have seven of them filled out, right? So I would know that. I would fill out everything that I had. And during the day, what was kind of funny is I would fold this up and I would put it in my back pocket so that when Wendy's husband Joe would call me, or Wendy would call me and says, "Where are you at, Kev? What do you need? What do you need?" I would be able to pull my sheet out and I would open it up and say, "Yeah, Joe, I need 23 slots today, or I need 22 slots today, or whatever it would be." And he would say, "Okay, what do you got going? What's happening?" "Well, I've got seven direct. We need three more personally enrolled. And then of those three more personally enrolled, I still need about 14 people to get there too." You know, whatever it is, whatever the story was, I would have it at my fingertips just like that. And what does that do when I pulled that out and looked at it? It's now back again in my subconscious because my mind is looking at that, my eyes are looking at that, and it's rolling that information into my subconscious. And let me tell you what has happened. I told you just a minute ago that you got to stay in momentum, right? The more you do, the little bit you do. Every conversation I would have that day had something to do with getting a blank filled out on that sheet because it was always present. It was always in front of me. It was always top of mind. And now this is the fun part. At night, right before I would go to bed, I would sit on the bathroom counter and I would fill in the blanks. If I knew that I was working with Sue, or if I knew that I was working with Maura or Jen, I would write their names in the blanks. And if I knew that Jen was working, you know, diligently with Bill and Bob, I would write Bill and Bob as her too. And if I knew that Sally was working with Betty and Billy, I would write Betty and Billy down on their two lines and fill in the blanks. So that at night when I went to bed, that form was completely filled out. And so what that told me is that it got me thinking about being crystal executive, crystal executive, crystal executive. So that when I went to bed at night, I was thinking crystal executive. When I woke up in the morning, I would tear that sheet of paper up, throw it in the trash, start completely over again with my brand new goal for the day. And here's the deal. Every day, I made progress. Why? Because it was top of mind. Every day, I made progress because I did that little more. I did that little more that Brian Tracy was talking about. Being in motion, right? Law of momentum. Did a little bit more every day. So I know that this works. I know that this works because let me tell you this. on February 23rd, even though we always started building our business in January of that year, February 23rd, Kevin and Diana went Crystal Executive. Now, we didn't have the $100 bonus for consultants, and we didn't have this $1,000 bonus for going Crystal. We had the promise of having dinner with a millionaire at the gala. That was our promise, and to be able to cross the stage and meet Jim and Kathy. That was our driving force. So really what it came down to is just wanting to be Crystal Executive. We wanted a piece of that crystal. In the old days, they actually used to give you a piece of the original crystal from the Arkansas mines. It was really, really cool. But that was our driving force. But this is how I know that it works. Every day I made progress. Every day we would work on this. Diana would have conversations with people as they came in the store. And that was part of our conversation. It was part of our little bit every day, a slight edge that Wendy talked about on Wednesday. And you want to know how come I know it works? Anybody want to know the little eerie little final story that I know that this thing really, really works?
Yes.
Do you want to know the name of our 10th consultant?
Yeah.
I think I know, but it's not fair.
Okay, if you know, don't shout it out. Does anybody else maybe want to guess at the name of our 10th consultant?
Yeah.
Our 10th consultant's name was Crystal.
Oh.
And that's when it all came together for me that said, you know what, thank you, God. You've known we've done this. We've done this diligently every day now for 6 weeks. We've worked hard. Every conversation has been about this. Every action we have taken has been about this. We've done a little towards our goal every day, and you have rewarded me by telling me that, Kevin and Diana, you have done the right thing. Your last consultant's name is Crystal, and you are now a Crystal Executive.
Nice.
As I'm going to tell you.
Cool.
There's a lot of power out there in setting your goals. And as I said, I don't mean to demean anything out there. The company's got these beautiful little forms, but I don't think it's as powerful to fill in the blanks as it is to make the blanks yourself and fill them in with your own handwriting, your own eyes watching your hand do the work. Because when, having read the book from Brian Tracy called Goals, he talks about the power of writing down the goal. It's not the power of thinking about the goal. It's not the power of thinking, God, I really like to be Crystal in 6 weeks. It's not the power about that. It's the power of writing it down and then making it happen, making little work towards it every single day and then making it happen. So that's my story today, guys, and that's my contribution to the week's call. I know it's been about distractions and rank advancements. This is my little bit of input for the week that I hope that maybe you guys can put it into play, because the people that we have on our team that use this process become successful. I don't care if it's just manager you're going to. If you just want to write two spots and have them having two consultants down because maybe having 10 on the sheet is overwhelming to you, then fine. Write down two. And if manager's your goal, work towards it every single day. Make every action you do in the day to get two personally enrolled people to open up their accounts and to help them personally enroll two people to help open their accounts. Because you know what? Once you become manager, it's like this whole little bit of eat the frog, right? Once you become manager, then the next goal is to become, you know, get two more consultants, right? And then two more, and then you're a director. And then two more, and then two more, and you're an executive. And it's all about doing a little bit every single day, guys. So that's what my story is today. I hope it landed on somebody out there. The lines are open. If you want to step back and say, hey, Kev, this is how it hit me today, I'm open to it. And go. It's your turn to talk.
Hello.
How's the call landing on you today? And you might be muted.
Hi, Kevin. It's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Good morning. Yes, I thought it was fantastic. I wasn't able to just sit there. I have lots of things going on this morning, but I'm so glad to hear bits and pieces. I'm going to go and listen to it again, but it's great, because I've been one of those people who kind of slid back, and I need to just do that daily stuff again. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks, Marcia. I appreciate your transparency. Thank you.
And yay, Broncos.
Yay, Broncos. That's right.
Kevin, it's Maura. I love the way you really explain the whole thing about inertia, about creating momentum, staying in momentum, how it gets easier as you go. You learn how to juggle the balls in the air at the same time. Then you talked about the written goals, the importance of not only writing them out by hand, but then reviewing them constantly, keeping them top of mind, even going to bed thinking about them first so that you're actually working on solutions while you're sleeping and not even realizing it.
Yo, you're absolutely right, Maura. Thank you for that. And you're right. That's what the subconscious mind does. The subconscious mind is working on solutions without you even being cognizant of it. That's awesome. I think that's phenomenal. And that just comes from, you know, again, training from that I've had from different people, whether it be Brian Tracy or whether it be, I mean, gosh, you name it, other Jack Canfield. They all talk about the same sort of thing. So, Maura, thank you. Appreciate you stepping out.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm going to add one more thing to that I find really helpful is that, like, I make sure that a couple of times a day I kind of check out. Even though I'm working from home, I get out the door. I go for a power walk, and it's incredible what percolates up for me, all the different ideas I get when I'm just mindlessly walking. They just instantly start racing in and filling the void, and I can get back to my office, get back to my desk and my phone, and I am on fire.
You know what? That's true. I find the same thing happens to me, Maura. I know exactly what you're talking about. Exactly. So thank you for that.
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, good morning.
Good morning. So, Kevin, you know, I'm just in awe of you always. I just love you to pieces. And I think you touched on something really cool, or I heard you say something, whether or not you actually said the words or not. I don't know. But it was about, you know, I really got the point today about, you know, me not comparing myself to somebody else, but just doing a little bit more today than I did yesterday and staying in that momentum. And it's not about, oh, well, so-and-so did it in this amount of time. It was just looking, okay, this is my focus today for me so that I can be better today and keep moving forward tomorrow. And I don't know if you said that, but totally that's what I heard. So thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you, Barbie Lee. I appreciate that. And no, I didn't say that specifically, but it's funny that that's exactly, but funny because in a realistic fashion, that's what you needed to hear, and that's what your mind told you from what I was saying, that's what you captured. So I love that, and I'm glad that it landed on you like that because, you know what, it gives the whole call some meaning today towards you. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
Oh, and can I say something? This is Sandy from California.
Hi, Sandy from California. Sure.
Two things that I want to say is one thing that I thought was very impacting is that you said somebody needs to hear this today, and I did. So you never know who you're going to touch. You never know the right timing or the right person, but the fact that you speak out and you are diligent and do this every morning, someone needs to hear it. And I do want to add on to the workout and the walk. I actually start my days with my walk run saying, I'm starting work right now, because that is the momentum to start thinking, think clear, get the body moving, and it's all about the health and wellness and success. So when I start my walk jog, it's not anything that I dread, and it's not anything that is before my work. It is my work, and that's how I start the day. And it's been a great help to get the goals and the day set straight.
Awesome. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing this morning. Love to hear you on the call today, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have time for one more, guys. Anybody else want to step out? How's the call landing on you today? How are you going to take what you've heard and put it into activity? How's it going to change the business direction today? Anything?
This is Cindy. I've got my green sheet out here, and I started it and stopped it. I'm being perfectly honest doing that, and I'm not going to stop it. I'm just going to write it out every day.
You know what?
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Cindy, and you just brought a Journey song to mind. Don't stop believing, right? Don't stop believing.
That's right. And can you do one favor? Can you just repeat the law of probability the way you said it initially?
Well, I'll do my best. I'm not sure if I can remember how I said it initially, but basically what it says is if you want to be more successful faster, you need to do or try more things, take more action, get busier, start a little earlier, you know what, work a little harder, stay a little later, In other words, put the odds in your favor, because according to the law of probability, the more things you try, the more likely it is that you will try the one thing that will make all of the difference.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being here today. And as I said, Susan will be back here on Monday. She will be all Frenched out, and she'll be, I'm sure, sharing some of her experiences. I don't know if you've been following her on Facebook, but gosh, they're just having a tremendous time over there, the whole gang, and I can't wait to hear about their trip, but be back here Monday. Susan will be back, and then we're sort of back to a regular schedule next week, even though Susie's still a little out of pocket. She and Glenn are staying over in France just a few more days, or actually a couple more weeks, actually, so you know what? Join us again here Monday. We'll figure it all out when you get back here. Until then, do a little more. Be a little more. And watch the difference happen, guys. Watch the difference happen. So, guys, appreciate you being here today. Love you all. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.